Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. And Daniel, good to see you today.
How are you this morning, Dr. Paul?
I'm doing very well. I think we'll have a continuation of a discussion that we've had for a couple days now. This might
topic.
Be a record to stick with one subject for 3 days, so I hope we have all our ducks in order by now.
I hope so.
We're trying to figure out what these people are doing, what they're thinking, and the flip-flopping, and all the nonsense going on with this Russiagate thing. But it is pretty interesting. It's just too bad it's so serious, all the lying and innuendos going on and all the accusations now. The accusation, that's, you know, just the incident, you know, who spied on whom and what they're doing and what we do with our spy agencies. You know, that's one thing. But now it's getting vicious. I mean, to the point where they say, you know, it is so bad. Republicans are so bad. If you don't vote Democrat, that you're un-American and American. Well, that's getting extreme. And some of the things that we observe now, the discussion, it is very extreme. But the way I see this in general is that the intelligence agencies were being highly critical. The Republicans, a lot of them, were being critical. Those indictments.
Yeah.
The timing of the indictments, and it was all partisanship, and the Republicans were together. And all of a sudden, you know, it gets flipped around. And I think this flipping around started with the indictments.
On Friday,
The indictments came up on Friday, right before the conference coming up. Then all of a sudden, this whole thing changed, and Trump's on his best, from our viewpoint, he's on his best behavior and thinking, well, how can anybody go wrong with at least talking to people? Every president does it, and the worse the enemy, the more likely are you going to talk with them. Why can't I go out there and do that? And he was blindsided.
Yeah.
Who would ever dream that he would get his most vicious criticism? This other stuff was mild compared to this. I see this as the intelligence agencies being on the rope. They've been highly criticized, rightfully so. A bunch of them have lied, and their job over the years has been so disastrous. They do a lousy job. So all of a sudden, when they catch one little word or two, thinking that Trump is is critical of the agencies, which he should be.
Yeah.
We're hypocritical, and the Republicans have been highly critical, and they even talk about impeaching people for it. And then all of a sudden, you know, they can catch Trump, and then everybody gangs up, and we'll go over the many people who chimed in and said, this is disaster, this is treason, he's a traitor, and on, even to the point where this might be the first time because we've been defending Trump on this, it might be the first time that we were sorry to see him back off a little bit, because he was right in talking to people. I mean, if we could talk to Stalin and the rest of them and Kim Jong-un, why can't we talk to Putin? So it's absurd. I'm confident, though, this is my prediction, that maybe not in immediate history like tomorrow, but maybe not long-term history. History is going to show this to be an absurdity, and this is going to look like these people who are yelling and screaming traitor, it's the same as Pearl Harbor. I think they're going to be discredited.
I hope so. And it was chilling. We sat here and we watched the press conference that President Trump had yesterday, where he backed down and said, no, I all total faith in the intelligence communities. I found it actually kind of chilling. He almost, and it's kind of weird because the lights went out when he said it, you know.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Like, you better say those words right. But what are we talking about when we're talking about the intelligence agencies that he's praising? We're not talking about the institutions necessarily. We're talking about a few highly partisan individuals who had compromised themselves throughout their careers by lying, people like Clapper and Brennan, by spying on us illegally. These are the people who he should be suspicious of, and probably he was suspicious of. Look at people like Michael Morell, who was the acting CIA director for a while, who openly went out for Hillary Clinton. As you pointed out earlier, that was Comey, and we have a tweet from him later about saying, if you don't vote for Democrats, you're anti-American. These are the people, when Trump was critical of the intelligence agencies, these are the people he's talking about. So he was right to say that. These people are partisan. He should have done is cleaned out these people, put in some people who were more objective, who were not so tied to the Democratic Party. and said, okay, now I have faith. I've got my people in there now. So these people were involved in rigging the elections. They really were. I've got my people in there now, and now I have faith in more faith in the community.
Well, the message I hope we can help get out, and I hope the American people receive it, and that is recognizing the literal power of the war propagandists, because they have been able to reverse things all the way back in the time in recent history, the time I was in Congress, the reversal in the Persian Gulf War when they had to get, you know, the people, Americans didn't want to go into another war. But several months of it, the war propagandists changed it. And the Iraqi war, same thing.
Yeah.
War propaganda changed it. And this is it. This is the power of the propagandists. And you pointed out yesterday how uniform it is. It isn't like people came to their own conclusion and said, yeah, that's right, and have their own explanation. It's all code words, the same thing. So they are very, very powerful. And it usually is in the defense of justifying a war. And you say, well, this isn't quite war. But this is what they're want to do. They want a Cold War right now. And in the way they talk, they want to have a war against Americans who happen to disagree with them, you know, that we become the traitors and this sort of thing. So it is a war. It's a war of ideas, mostly right now on this event. But ultimately, I think the war propagandists are part of the military industrial complex for the many reasons that we've talked about before. And the media's involved, the whole works. They are very, very powerful.
And you know this. You're right. I mean, you said this earlier, and it really turned on a light in my mind. That this is exactly how war propaganda was done in the run up to the Iraq War and in Libya, etc. You get a bumper sticker, you put it out there, you repeat it continuously, threw them under the bus, threw the intelligence agencies under the bus. This is what we heard from every single outlet yesterday, and they all had the same headlines: traitor, traitor, traitor. And it's just to drown it in. Essentially, what these propagandists are doing, the mainstream media, the intelligence community, the others, they're treating Americans as useful idiots to spread their propaganda. This is what we used to do to convince Americans to intervene overseas. Now they're doing it to us to turn against our own government, our own elected government. You know, it's very chilling.
Well, it's chilling because, you know, they say spying is an act of war. You know, when I was challenged yesterday on an interview program, I said that sanctions could be an act of war too, you know, but they said their spying is an act of war, but sanctions actually are even a little bit worse than, you know, spying. Everybody knows the spying goes on, but I think they have to say that in order to get people riled up, and people are gullible enough and they're convinced because it's you know, the patriotic spirit that people have, and they want to believe, they can't believe America's bad, America's exceptional. But I think the most important thing that a person could do that believes in the American spirit and the American goodness of America, they have to stand up to these bad guys. And you already mentioned it. Some of these people who are shouted the loudest and get all the coverage have been proven liars. And they have been very much involved in politics, CIA operations, where they have gone in and have had secret wars and promoted wars. And they've essentially always been failure. I mean, Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria, there's nothing successful there. Libya. No successful. You can go all the way back to the lying that went on into getting us into Vietnam. It's costly and it's damaging. And to me, it's so much more damaging. The real damage, or very important damage, is the fact that during war, the American people's liberties are attacked at home. And in a way, that is already starting because you can't say anything. And in the past, in our history, we have known whether it was Civil War or World War I or II, if you criticize the president, you could actually end up in jail.
Yeah, that's a great point about the track record of these people that we have got to bow down to. We can never question. They are the greatest, and if you question them, you're anti-American. And I had a great quote that I wrote down from Tucker Carlson, who had a fantastic monologue last night. It was 7 minutes of some of the best thing I've ever seen on TV. But here's a great quote. Here's Tucker talking about these people that demand our, you know, unbridled loyalty. He says, "The people yelling the loudest about the Russians our greatest enemy, and Trump is their puppet, happen to be the very same people who have been mismanaging our foreign policy for the past two decades. The people who invaded Iraq and wouldn't admit it was a mistake. The people who killed Muammar Gaddafi for no obvious reason and prolonged the horrible Syrian war. And then threw open the borders of Europe. The ones still defending the pointless Afghan conflict. And even now, planning new disasters around the world. These are the people who have made America weaker and poorer and sadder. That's great.
Well, yeah, it's sad in a way because that is exactly right in where we are. So all I can do is encourage Tucker to keep it up,
yeah.
Keep it going, because I think people can sort it out. When they hear all the nonsense, and when you even hear other people say the same thing, people are capable, and I think young people are more capable than those who have been brainwashed and are older, is when they hear the truth, they know it. Even though the words are the same between two different people, I think some people sense, you know, he's telling us the truth. And that's what I think you recognize with Tucker. We know that he's telling the truth. But the people who lie, have you noticed it has to be repetitious? I mean, lie after lie after lie, and they have a record of lying. And I would say that represents some people, Americans, being quite naive to accept these lies. And they ought to be more cautious and sort it out who's lying and who's telling the truth. I would still say, as much attention as this issue has gotten these last couple of days, and we've given a lot of attention, I bet you a large number of the population really, they don't care. It's just more of the same thing. You know, it's more, and a lot of it is politicking, and maybe they rightfully have a right to turn this off because it's just maybe this two parties fighting with each other. But I keep making the point. It's bipartisan when push comes to shove,
yeah.
And the warmongers, the war propagandists are bilateral, and now the people who have shouted the loudest, they don't come from the Republican Party only or the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
The Democrats leading the charge, so we have probably the old Republican Party before Trump joining the Democrats,
yeah.
And they're bipartisan coalition. So if nothing else, in spite of our critique of policies that Trump has, I think he's done a great service in the sense that people are pointing, you know, we're able to point this out and show that, the establishment is right now. Trump does not represent the establishment, even though his policies sometimes drift over there. But the establishment are the ones who are ganging up, even though last week so many of the same people were saying, oh, they rigged the elections, mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all called collusion. They were yelling and screaming how they were mistreated. But these same people now are their heroes because, they've orchestrated this. Trump criticized them, which is pretty strange. I just cannot believe that they can be converted so easy that they had this pretty good skepticism about, you know, the collusion argument. Then all of a sudden, one or two words, Trump figured he could correct this by changing one word. Oh, Mr. Stoke, we'll change this word, and I'm back in my old form again. So that is so careless.
Yeah, and they're increasingly unhinged, these people who are yelling about treason. Michael Krieger had a good piece. I think Zero Hedge picked it up, and he has a good quote. If these people have such a solid case and the facts are behind them, there's no need to resort to such demented craziness, you know. And actually, speaking of demented craziness, we have a tweet from Michael Moore that we're going to put up. Talk about demented craziness. This just goes to show how completely out of whack these people are. Essentially, what Michael Moore is saying is Trump, because he doesn't, he says, if you don't believe the intelligence community in America as Trump claimed he didn't, you're a traitor, the commander-in-chief's a traitor, if you don't trust the intelligence community, you're a traitor, you're anti-American. This is the guy who made a movie about why you can't trust the intelligence community. You know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's the hypocrisy is so deep. and so strong.
And you have to blame something like pure hypocrisy and some ignorance. I don't think we can say he's senile at this point. I think he still knows very much what he wants done. But, you know, I think that one of the silliest arguments is that we have to do something about it because this is an act of war, and it's and people use the term, it's an attack on American values. This whole thing, that if we allow this to stand, that means that they can come in and rig our elections and do all these things. And there's no facts whatsoever that they accomplished anything. There's no evidence that there was any collusion. But if you wanted to compare apples with apples, you'd have to say, have we ever been involved in this? This is not permitted, of course. This, you only have here between the two of us, because you're not allowed to say this out loud, that maybe we participated in many times things much worse. You know, just recently, the Ukraine coup.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All the way back to what went on in Iran. You know, we participated and got involved in so many wars and killing, and they say we're attacking, because they claim they have some loose evidence, which is unproven, that they might have been, Russia might have been attempting to tap into our political system. And nobody thinks they did anything. That's why they don't even charge collusion anymore. And they want that to be equivalent. But I believe we have an obligation and a right to, and a very important job, to point out that America is one thing and the people are one thing, but our agencies, our politicians, the ones who run the war propaganda and the intelligence agency, I don't know, how did they ever get this word intelligence attached to that? Because it's subversive in much of what they do. Just think of the NSA. They do more harm to us. They say, well, they probably spy on foreigners. Yeah, they probably do. But they spy on us. That's where we're really.
Yeah.
I think the internal threat, domestic threats to our liberties, in comparison to this stuff going on right now, I don't lie awake at night thinking, oh, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. What can I do? I have to change my mind. I know they're dangerous. Let's change it and then try to get back into the mode of what was happening in Cuba in 1962. You know,
yeah.
I can't, do that. But I do wonder about and think about a whole lot about the complacency of the American people to put up with the spying, by our own government and the collection of all the information. And it keeps moving, and the Congress keeps giving them more authority to do this. And actually, this move toward giving more authority to the president to go to war without permission, that again, it's not the Congress has not done a very good job in protecting our liberties and protecting us against domestic threat, and they pretend it's all Russia, and that's why we have to do everything, sacrifice everything, because Russia is the enemy. And and the other irony, we've said it before, but it's worth saying again, is this group of people that we complain about, it's that group of people who were very, very tolerant of the Soviets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this whole thing is perfect, though, and I'm glad you brought up the issue about the intelligence community spying on us, because now if you establish this, that you better not question the intelligence community, or you're anti-American, you're a traitor, you're a spy, how convenient that is for the intelligence agencies that are spying on us. Because what if an Ed Snowden came out now? Everyone would say, get out of here. We believe our intelligence community. We don't dare question them. It's really very chilling. But this is another quote that I was going to bring out from Tucker, because it's about what you just were talking about. He said, and I like this first word he uses, the neocons are telling us we have to believe that Russia is our mortal foe. Think about what they are demanding. If you don't automatically accept the imprecise, nonspecific, never fully explained findings of shadowy intelligence agencies with long documented track records of making serious mistakes, you're somehow betraying your country.
Wow.
Yeah.
that's great.
In a nutshell, yeah.
So, very good. I think we will need to close down. Do you want to conclude with your final statement? You've had many good statements already, but if you have another one.
I'm stealing other people's good ones. Well, maybe I'll do one final tweet to show how unhinged these people are. I don't know if we have David Korn's tweet up, but this is a guy who really is off the rails. Rand Paul is being quoted on CNN by basically saying, hey, the Russians spy on us, they're going to spy on us, we spy on other people, this is how it works, what we have to do is make sure that we're safe. Basically saying something very obvious. David Korn, he's the D.C. correspondent for Mother Jones. They used to be an anti-war, left-wing, progressive outfit. He says he's a traitor for saying that. So anyway, guys, this is serious stuff. Don't love America. Don't love its government. It's probably the best advice. Come out and see us in August at the Ron Paul Institute conference where we're going to talk. I mean, this stuff, in a way, is kind of playing into our hands because this is exactly what we want to talk about in August. So ronpaulinstitute.org/conference, Washington, D.C. A lot of speakers we're going to have, Dr. Paul, who right now have their fingers on the pulse of all of this. So this is going to be a really timely conference.
Very good. I want to thank our viewers today for tuning in. And once again, we visited this subject of what's going on with Russiagate and try to get a different perspective than what we hear from our media. But to me, it's very important to sort this out. I think that creating dangers that don't exist is very dishonest and disingenuous and very harmful. I think ignoring the real dangers is also negligent and very harmful. And that is why I emphasize our liberties at home as being very, very important, and that some of these problems that we have overseas or concocted problems are based on fake news. You take those indictments that we mentioned that started this whole mess off a week or so ago. These things are fake. They're created for problems, for distraction. And a basic rule I apply to myself is when everybody's concentrating on one thing, it means they're doing something else. Who knows? Right now, there may be an economic matter that is boiling up someplace, and that next week it may be quite a bit of difference, or there might be another hot spot someplace, and it won't have anything to do. I will put a lot of my money on and bet that the Russians aren't going to move tanks into a new country next year or next week or at all. And that is the reason I think there has to be a lot of propaganda to get people scared enough. Why? Well, we need $1 trillion to defend this country, to make everybody safe. And this is the mess that we get into. But time will tell. We're going to go broke. The Soviet system, we beat them, not by invading and not fighting a nuclear war. We beat them by allowing them to go bankrupt because they had a bankrupt system. Socialism and communism doesn't work. And guess what? Interventionism and debt and a Federal Reserve system, and all this stuff that we put up with, it doesn't work either. So there will be a change. And this is very, very important, but there are a lot of other big issues out there that we should be paying attention to. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.